We're on Daf Lametayim at base. Let us again start from the Memra of Rab Zeire. Oma Rab Zeire, Omim Shabailim Mishalmim Kama Poris L'Seicha. We heard in the Mishnah said, Aseicha Pore Mechaveroi B'Yishilo La'acha U'Meisa Kedarko. Yishova ha-seicher shemeisa kedarka v'ashel yishalem l'seicher. We had in the Mishnah that the Rabbonin hold that if he had a poros chura that was hushal to someone else, and it was meisa kedarka, so the seicher is potter to pay the maskir, and the shoyel pays the seicher for the poor. So Rabbi Zeire said, "Pa'omim shehabaylim mishalmim kama poris l'seicher." Can come out that the baal ha'pore can pay kama poris l'seicher if they will see if the baylim becomes a shoyel. Heichi dami. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Ogro minei meya yoimi. Reuven borrowed from Shimon a pore for 100 days. So now Reuven is a soicha from Shimon. Vohodar shailo minei tishin yoimi. Now Shimon, the masker, comes over to Reuven and asks him a favor. He should lend him the pore for 90 days. So the while we have here a schiris for 100 days that Reuven is the seicher, and a shayla of 90 days where the maskir is the shayl. Hodel ogro minei tamnen yoimi. Now, so it's in the rishus of the maskil, who is now a shoyel, it's borrowed for 90 days. So the Reuven comes over to the shoyel, who is also the maskil, and ogra minei tamnin yoimi, and now he rented it for 80 days. Now the maskil, who was a shoyel, but now the alt shoyel, he had rented it again to the seicher for 80 days. V'hodah shayla minei shivin yoimin. Now the masker borrowed it again for 70 days. U'meisa b'seich yemei she'elosa. And now the pore died. Da'ko shayla v'shayla mechayev choda pore. So on each shayla, the masker, who is also a shoyel, will be mechayiv to pay a por. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, pa'omim shabaylim ha-maskirim horishoinim, the first maskirim, mishalmim l'seicher zeh, kama poris al porezu. So the maskir, it could come out, could pay the seicher a multitude of pores for the pore that he rented to him. Lefi divrei mishneseinu, according to our Mishnah. Yesh shiyu kulam shaloi. Now these kama pores will see, some of them will belong completely to the seicher. V'yesh sheyase behem yemei schirusoi v'yachzirem. And there'll be other pores that will just work with them yemei schirusoi v'yachzirem. Now, Rashi's going to elaborate. Keitzat, ogro minei meya yoimi. Bohodo shaylo minei tishin yoimi. V'chulo. Reuven shesocha poro mishimin. Sheyasa bo meloche meya yoimi. So Reuven went to the Pora from Shimon that he's going to work with it for 100 days. V'chazar Shimon v'omaloi, asei imi teivet. Please do me a teivet. You're right, it's rented to you for 100 days. V'shilani oiso tishim yoim min hameya shesachalto. Lend me 90 days. Really, it's rented to you for 100 days. I'm asking you a teiva to lend it to me for 90 days. Ula'achar tishim, and after the 90 days, achzirenu lecho lasis es lecho yudyomim lahashlim hamei. That means I rented you for 100 days. I now need it desperately for 90 days. So please lend it to me for 90 days. And after the 90 days, I'll give it back to you for the 10 days that was rented to you lechatrila, was rented for 100 days. V'chein also, and Reuven was obliged, and he lent it him for 90 days. So, Deval, Rashi says, Yesh kan din mishnaseinu. So we have in this case the din of our mishnah. This man asoicher poro michaveroi vishilo laacher besoich yemei sechiruso. And it said in our Mishnah that if the behemoth died, so the soicher is potter and the shoil is chayiv. So over here we have the maskir is the shoil. So it'll come out, the soicher will be potter to the maskir if it died. And the maskir who now became a shoyel will be chayiv to the soicher. The mali bailim, mali acher. What is the difference if the bailim became shoyelim or mali acher? Or someone else became a shoyel, which is the case of the Mishnah. Imeisa eitzel shoyel, if it died by the shoyel, harei seicher potter b'shvue, so the seicher is potter b'shvue, ba'shoyel mishalem l'seicher, and the shoyel will pay the seicher. So the guidelines we have in our Mishnah, that in such a case, there was a schiris and the seicher was mashal, and there was mesa kedarko, so then the seicher is potter, and the shoyel pays the seicher. Now, before we go further, there is a diik here in Rashi, are seicher potter bishvua. The seicher is potter with a shvua. Now, the Maram Shif asks, L'chayre, the case of our Mishnah, which we have a masker, a seicher, and a shoyel, so the seicher is obligated to the masker, so the seicher has to swear, Mesa Kedarka. I mean, tell Mesa Kedarka. The masker doesn't know what happened with it, so the seicher is mochiv to be mevara, Mesa Kedarka. So that's the case of our Mishnah. In this case, which Rab Zeir is speaking about, so the soicher lent it to the maskir, it died by the maskir, so the soicher has to swear to that it was by the maskir, so the soicher has to swear to the maskir that it's mesek and arke. Rab maskir died by you, you know, I mean, I have to swear to you how it died. So the Maram Shiv says, L'chayre, it would be very proper to say, Arei Soicha Potter Mishvue. That would be very good. If we make a grais in Rashi, Arei Soicha Potter Mishvue, the Soicha is Potter from Mishvue, he doesn't have to swear. But we will see, as the whole Rashi progresses, Rashi says, Mishvue, Mishvue, Mishvue. Fine. So let us address the problem. So we will say that the maskir, who is also a shoyel, does not know what happened with it, the masker went away, and he doesn't know what happened. So, fine, he doesn't know, finished. So now so now in order for the seicher to be potter from the masker, so the seicher has to swear. He has to swear a seicher potter bishmur, make a nafkamine. That the seicher that is speaking about that the masker doesn't know, let's make an easy nafkamine. The masker who is the shoyel does not know what happened with it, how it died. I mean, lo yitzuya, it died by pshiyah. There was a pshiyah mitzad the masker shehu ha-shoyel. So then the seicher would be chayiv. Then the seicher is chayiv. That means I rented it from you and it died by pshiyah. So then the seicher would be chayiv to the masker, and then we wouldn't have this old reidel. So it can only work that the seicher will swear that it was Mesa Kedarka. So we need, so that that's the case, that the Seicha will swear that it's Mesa Kedarka. So that's Mesa Seicha Potter Bishvuah. But let's just say a Shtikel Ha'ore. Madura Basra mentions this a little bit, but let's just mention this Ha'ore. So it comes out like this. That means we in reality do not know how this Pora died. And the Seicher is going to swear was Mesa Kedarka. Fine, about it. Now it's Mesa Kedarka, so now the Shoyel is going to, now the Shoyel is going to pay, the Shoyel is the Masker, is going to pay the Seicher, is going to pay the Seicher. So Lecheire, this goes into Lecheire Shvuas HaNoitlin. That means without this birur that it was Mesa Kedarka, the masker would not have to pay the seicher. I mean, who says it's Mesa Kedarka? Maybe it's Mesa Bepshia. Maybe you owe me money. So, man, I should pay you. So, lechayre, the shvue of the seicher is a shvue sanoitlem, which is a problem. Let's just remain with this problem. But this is a problem that we should be aware of. About Kaponim, Rashi said a mouthful over here, that a seicher potter bishvue, the seicher is potter with a shvue, va'ashoyel mishalem l'seicher. And the shoyel pays the seicher. So that is the case. Chazer Reuven, so now, the vow we heard, one schiris and one shaila. Chazer Reuven obo etzloi, now Reuven comes to Shimon, who is the maskir and a shoyel. Va'om aloi, I lent it to you, it's yours for 90 days. Ba'amaloi haskireno li mitishim yoim shishula biyotcha mimeni beshtabit bo shmoinim yoim. That means I lent it to you for 90 days. I need it. So I lent it. I'm not an Indian giver. I lent it to you. It's yours for 90 days. Now please rent it to me for 80 days and I'll pay you. I'm paying you. And I mean, you have a right to use it. Because I lent it to you for 90 days. But now I want to rent it from you for 80 days. You'll have an extra 10 days and you could use it. Now I want to rent it for 80 days. V'tul schocho. And I'm paying you for it. I lent it and I'm paying you for it. V'chein oso. And finished. Yen I was masking. Harei hi becheskes sheiloshoi al shimin. Now, it's still considered, it was lent to Shimon for 90 days. Ke'ilu hiskira la'acher. That means that's what he's returning it to Reuven. Does not mean that the Shaila became bottle. The Shaila was a Shaila. So Rashi is giving a mashal. What would be if this Shimon would rent it to Levi? He can rent it to Levi. He can rent it to Levi and get money for it. He borrowed it from Reuven. He'll rent it to Levi. He can do that. I mean, he is the shimush of the parah for 90 days. So instead of renting it to Levi, Reuven asks him a favor to rent it to him. So he rents it to him for 80 days. So now we have over here, so far, we have over here that Reuven rented it two times. First he rented it for 100 days. Then he lent it to Shimon for 90 days. Now he rented it again from Shimon for 80 days. V'imhoisa meisa eitzel Reuven. Now, if the Pore is going to die now by Reuven, it's going to die by Reuven. He rented it from Shimon. It would die. Hoye Reuven poter bishvua, again Rashi says, so Reuven will swear that there was meisa machmas meloche. So listen, I don't owe you anything. V'shimin mishalim loy porachas. Now, Shimon is still a shoyl. The shayla of Shimon never became bottle. He's a shoyl for 90 days. He rented it again. He's still a shoyl. He's a shoyl for 90 days, and it died in the 90 days. So, Shimon, Mishalom loy pora achas sheshol mimenu. Shimon is going to pay him one pora. V'hu chayev ba'onsim. He's chayev ba'onsim. That's that. He's going to pay him for a pora. Finish. I'm your shoyl. I'm paying you for a pora. But now, Shimon has two functions. Shimon was a shoyl and a maskil. Now, al shoyl. The pora died, so I owe you a pora. So he pays him the pora. But now Reuven comes to him, you rented to me for 100 days. I need those 10 days. I lent it to you for 90 days. But listen, I need a pora for 10 days. So I need a pora for 10 days. So now, besides paying al-shoyl, you're paying me for the pora. But al-tzmaskir, you owe me the 10 days from the first schiris. Now, we mentioned last week, there's a Moiradike Kasha over here. Again, we will mention the Kasha and not delve into the Kasha, which the Gdeile Achayinim ask. Rashi says over here that Shimon is a Shoyel and a Maskir. So Al-Shoyel, he pays him for the Pore, and Al-Tzmasker, he has to shtel to a Pore for 10 days. Frekte Marsho, when did this Pore die? There was a second Schiris over here. There was a second Schiris for 80 days. Now, if this Pore died in the beginning of the 80 days, so now Reuven comes to Shimon, I'm not mourning you, only the schiris, the first schiris of 10 days, which I lent you for 90 days, you owe me now another pora for 80 days. What happened with these 80 days? Why doesn't he have to pay for the 80 days? I rented it from you and it died, and that's the din, a soiche pora stam, so if it dies, you have to shtel me to another pora. This is the marshos kashe, a moiradike kashe. Why does Rashi only speak about the schaimis of the first schiris, which is 10 days? Rashi is holding cheshbon of the first schiris, and Rashi has nothing to talk about. There was a second schiris over here. He re-rented it for 80 days, and Rashi doesn't say when it died. So it could be it died in the beginning of the 80 days, so he should give him now another poref to work for 80 days. This is Akasha of the Marsho, and we won't. Will just be ma'ir the kasha. Fine. Yeah. Now, Chazar Shimon v'shalo mimenu shivim yoyim min hashmoinim shesocha mimenu amenashir zirenu loy v'yasabo asore yomim lahashlim hashmoinim shal tzchirus hasheni. Now, Shimon the masker comes over again to Reuven and says, I rented it to you for 80 days. Please do me a favor and lend it to me for 70 days. So on the second Schiris, lend it to me for 70 days. So now there were two shaylos that Shimon made. There were two shaylos that Shimon made from Reuben. That means just like after the first shayla that Shimon made, if it died, he has to pay him the parah. There was now a second shayla. So if it died, he has to pay him for two paras, because there were two shaylas. Yesh kan din ha-shayni k'din ha-rishen. Again, v'yish ba-ruven she-meso k'darka. Now, Reuven is going to swear that it's meso k'darka. So, Reuven, al-tsoicher, has no obligations to Shimon the maskil. So, Mamela, I don't owe you anything. V'shimon ha-shayl, and Shimon, that's the shayl, mishalom loy dalet paras. Now, Shimon the Shoel is going to give him Dalet Poros. What's the Dalet Poros? Shtayim nechlotos loy bishvil shtei porois shu'ulois sheishi loy Reuven. He owes him two poros. There were two shaylas. Each shayla, each shoel has, for each shayla, there's an obligation that if it dies, I'm going to give you back the value of the poros. So for the two shaylas I made, I borrowed it for 90 days, I borrowed it for 70 days. There were two shaylas that Shimon made from Reuven, and the porah died, so I have to pay you for two porahs. So even though the porah died once, the porah only died once, but lemaisa, there were two shaylas on this porah, so kilu meisu shteim. So just like the porah of both shaylas died. Shrei ein porosei ben, sheishilei berishen. The porah is not ben. The name I have zelei porosei. I mean, if the porah would be alive, so fine. Here's your porah, guten tog. But you're not returning the porah. And there are two shaylas over here, so you have to pay me for both shaylas. Vizu shu mishalem loy achshu b'teres tashlumim bole yodoi. That what he's paying him now, this is not he's returning the porer. He's paying for the porer. So you have to pay me. I have two tvias on you because I lent you twice and you never returned it to me on the two shaylas. And now also I have two tvias to you and I rented it for 80 days. So, Afilo, after the shayla, you owe me 10 days for the second schiris. It owed me 10 days from the first schiris. I rented it for 100 days, borrowed it for 90 days. Vasis etzloi esrim yoy. So this is what Rab Zeira said. Rab Zeira said that we could have a moira de ketzir that we can have that the Bailim, the Bala Pore, will pay Kama Poris La Soicha, will be a Pore for the Kama Poris that he pays in Lagamri, and Kama Poris that he pays him als Masker. Omale, this is Rab Zeira's Amemre. So let's go further in the Gemara. Omale Rab Achem Idifti La Ravine, Mechdei chode porei. This whole thing is one porei. Ailo va'avka. It changed. Avka mischiris va'ailo l'shailo. First, we made oischiris va'ailo l'shailo. Avka mischailo va'ailo l'schiris. So he said, listen, there was one porei that was lent. Was lent two times. But it's one poro. So Rav Achem Idifti said that one poro, you pay, the poro died, so you pay for one poro. There was one poro that was two times length. But it was one parah that was lent, so you shouldn't have to pay twice. Let's see what Rashi says. Mechdei chod apora avoy. Linyan tashlumim nami l'shalom lei pora achas. So he only owes them for one pora. V'tamoid b'mokim harishayna tachas teya shaylis. That means the money that he's giving him is for the two shaylis. V'tehei shaloi. That'll pay you, Taka. That's right. I borrowed twice one pora. This one pora died, so there's two reasons to pay for the one pora, but that's all they have to pay. There was one pora, there were two shaylas on one pora, so I should pay you for one pora. That is true. I owe you 20 days for the schiras. That's true, because then I have to give you, I have to shtal you two. So that's what Rav Acha Medivta said. Omalei, we'll explain this soon. Umi Isa le pora be'eno de neima lehochi is the pora be'en. So what does Rashi say? Ilo ha'isa kayemes, if the pora would be alive, oye pota legamri. Then you're right. He returned the pora. Hosheyasa bo esrim yoim. No, he owes him 20 days of work, holds the schiris. But now that it died, he's not returning the power. Now he's coming to him, you owe me money. Tashlumim shayil esaycha, shtei tvias, I have two tvias on you. So Mele, he has to pay him for two poras. Mar baravashi omar, let's go back to the Gemara, ein leilein elashtei poras, chode de shayla, bachode de schiris, shum shayla achasi, bishum schiris achasi, de shayla koni legamri, de schiris ovidbo yemei schirusei, omahadalei lamori. So Rashi says, mar baravashi, svrile katkafte de rabache midifti. Shum shayla achasi de kivin de chota pori avoy, shemachmas soiches ishul ba'olov shtei shaylas, is coming because there were two shaylas, pora achas einam ela achas. Two shaylas and one pora is obligates one tashlum. Yeah. Now, the svara of Rav Acha Medivta, let's just give a shtickle hakdome. A shoyel is chayiv ba'onsen. A shoyel is chayiv ba'onsen. The behemoth dies, a shoyel is chayiv. Now, l'chayre, the shoyel that's chayiv ba'onsen is not because it's his fault. Behemoth died. He's chayiv ba'onsen, behemoth died. Not because of he was epic. The payment died. Less man the pot. He pays. So what is pshat? So why do I owe you money? So that's from the chiyuvei hashoyl. Now listen, I'm lending you a pora. Kol anoshaloy. I'm letting you use my pora. You're not paying me anything. But there's one condition. You have to ensure that I get back the pora. So lechayre, not because, I'm not saying it's your fault that it died. It died because it died. It's Mesa Kedalka. But there's a chiyuv of the shoyel to ensure that's his. I'm not paying. I'm using it. I'm not paying. But this is from the chiyuvei shoyel. You have to ensure either I get back my pore or I get back the dmeya pore. Now there were two shaylas. So we have here a shaila over here. Is this pshat like, I went to two insurance companies. I insured it by this company, I insured it by this company. So my mail, and now something happened with it, so I'll mount from both companies insurance. That's if I pay premiums or such a thing. But here, there's a chiyuv that the shoyel obligates himself. That is the obligation of a shoyel who's kol anoshaloi. The obligation is, but that is what I'm obligating myself, that I'm ensuring you that you're going to get back your poreh or the value of the poreh. That is the obligation of a shoyel. So now, we have here a machlokes. Let's just appreciate the machlokes a little bit. So Rabbi Zeirel, so since there were two shailas, the two obligations, and you obligated yourself twice, and so therefore, you have to pay double the amount. I mean, that was your obligation. He said you're going to insure the poor again. So there was two insurance policies that you obligated yourself. Rav Achim Midifti holds, this is the lashon of the Ritva, Sha'af al pi shenischayiv loy pa'omim harbe b'chayis v'inseo shel porah. Even though he obligated himself a few times, he's ensuring, he's taking a chayis on the porah. Ein kol achiyuvim Elo l'shalom d'mei porachas, but the tachlis of the schiev is, I'm not an insurance broker. The tachlis of these is chayvis and was that you should get back a porah. I'm guaranteeing you get back a porah. Or cheshem she'in lo hoisa be'ene, if the porah would be alive. Have a hodrehi l'chude emifta, if it would be alive, I borrowed it, I'm returning you the porah. That is my chiyuv. That means there are two reasons why I owe you. But two reasons doesn't mean two insurance policies. That means there's two reasons why I insured it. This shaila and this shaila. But since the yesod achiyuv is to give you back the poreh and to ensure you you'll get back the poreh, dead or alive, either means either get, but that's it. So that means when I insure you, you'll get back the demeya porah. That means just like if I give you the porah for 10 shailas, all they have to do is give you back the porah. So for 10 shailas, I have to give you back the demeya porah. That's it. That's what Rav Achim Midifti held, and Rav Zeira held not like that. Rav Zeira held each shaila. There's a shaila with a commitment. You have to ensure to me that you're going to pay back the poreh. This is a machlokes on my right. Now, let us see Tosfos. Agra kuf yoim v'shailei tzadikim. This was the first transaction. He rented it, Reuven rented it for 100 days, he lent it for 90 days. Hashtag. So Tosfos says, if now, after this first transaction, imeso, if the poreh would have died, chayiv shtei poreh l'seicher, so the shoyel is chayiv, the shoyel and the masker is chayiv two poreh to the seicher. Achash shetehei shaloi, one poreh he owes him, because since he's a shoyel, he owes him the mea poreh. And I'll mask him, he has to give him a porah to, I rented it to you for 100 days. And Lamai says, so even though you lent it to me for 90 days, but I have to, I'll mask him, I have to tell you to 10 days of work. Yaksirano Lamask, so he gives him a porah for 10 days, for son of Lamask. Aval Ishailu Kufyoy, what would be if the story was as follows, that Reuven came to Shimon and said, rent me the porah 100 days, right? Rented him for 100 days. Now Shimon comes to Reuven and says, lend it to me for 100 days. He lent it him for 100 days. He's good heart, lent him for 100 days. And now the porah would die, so he only owes him one porah. He owes him the poreh. He's a shoyel, he owes him for the poreh. But he doesn't, als masker, he doesn't owe him anything, because you, as soicher, lent it to me for 100 days. So Tosfos Deveil is saying, so that what the Gemara said, that the shaila was 10 days less than the Schiris, the Gemara had the same, because the Gemara wanted to say that he's giving him 2 paras. So in order for him to be mechuyev to give 2 paras, you have to make that the Shaila was 10 days less than the Schiris. Fine. Now, let's see that this is one big Taisvis. Ogra Peyoy. Now, the Seicher came back to the Maskil, who was the Shalom. He rented it 80 days. So now Tosfos has a problem. Why did he have to rent it? He could rent it for 90 days. The reason we said that he borrowed it for 90 days because we wanted that the Shoyil and who is the Masker should have to give it back 2 paras. But now we're speaking about that the second Schiris, for the second Schiris, he could rent it for 90 days. Why does he have to rent it for 80 days? Why are we going like this? So Taisus says, "Havi motzel lemeima ogra tzadik yoyim." The Gemara could have said this. Alafisha b'sheila hutzach libchais poiches kam b'schiras. That means, since by the sheila we had to make it a sheila for 90 days, in order that the masker should give him 2 paras. So therefore, the Gemara said, so the second schiras was also 10 days less. But really, halachically, this is irrelevant. He could have rented it for 90 days. That's one mahalach in Taisus. Now Taisus says, a muradikish diktaira. Va'oid yeshlaima. Taisus says, a muradikish diktaira. The ogra tzadik yain, if the seicha Reuven would rent it from Shimon for 90 days, the hainu kol yemei hashayla, that means I lent it to you for 90 days. Now I'm renting it from you for 90 days. Have a ki ilu nosan leimois levatel hashayla, kiven she'ena chayzeres loy la'acher haschiris lahashn yimei hashayla. So Taisa says, amoyre de kezach. If Reuven would come to Shimon and tell Shimon, I lent it to you for 90 days, fine. I want to rent it to you from 90 days. So let us think for 1 minute. What this Shayla of 90 days, does Shimon have any benefits from the Shayla now with the Porah? Now, Amaymer Hamuska, he has better, he got money for it. But let's forget about that. But does he have any, let's forget about the money for 1 minute. Does he have any shimushim with the poren? If we rented it to him for 90, he has no shimushim for the poren. He has no shimushim with the poren. Yeah, kiven she'ena chayzeres loy la'achar aschiris la'ashlum yemei hashayla. So the hoda. Shaylei peyoyim. So now, if he will borrow it for 80 days, the second shayla, lo yischayv lo yirak achas de shayla hu de schiris chof yoyim. Now, Tosfos is saying a moira de kezach over here. That be'etzim, if he's giving him money that you should rent it to me, so this is considered that I'm giving you money, you should be mevatel your shayla. I'm paying you for that. But not pshat is that you're still borrowing from me and I'm renting from you. If you're borrowing bepoyel, you have no use from it, so Napshat is in the money, it's yours, and I'm renting it from you, but you're borrowing it, and I'm renting it to you. Then we say, Pshat, that the money I'm giving you is a payment for you to be mevater on the Shayla. Because you're not going to have any use from it anymore. So now, if he will borrow it again, if the masker will borrow it again, so now it will come out he's only once a shayil, And if it dies, he'll only have to pay him one pore. That's why when we said that he rented it, we said he rented it for 80 days, not for 90 days. Because if there be a rental for 90 days, then it would come out that the first Shayla became Botel and Mavut. That's what Tosfos is saying. V'chein yeshleima bereisha. The Shayla, the other way around. Now, the Tosfos wanted to say before, that the reason he said he rented, Shimon rented it to Reuven for 100 days, and Reuven lent it for 90 days. So Tosfos said before, why did he lent, we say lent it for 90 days? Because he wants to owe him two poros. If he lent it for 100 days, he wouldn't owe him two poros. So now Tosfos says, no, it's more than that. V'chein yeshloime bereshe, the ishailei kuf yoim, b'imei haschiris, if he went over to the seicha, he says, please lend it to me, so just like he told him that the schiris that you rented from me, God, you paid me and rent it to you, I want to borrow it now for the complete time. So it's a request, and so now it could be a mir de kezach, if he's not a seicha, so now if the poor is going to die, so the shoyl doesn't owe him anything. The whole reason the shoyl owes the soich is because I borrowed it from you. It's yours, and I borrowed it from you. So I have to pay you for it. But if we will say that the shayla was the full time of the schiris, so then we don't consider I borrowed it from you. It's considered I requested, please be mevatel your schiris. That's shot in the Shayla for the full time. So Memele, so then if it would die, it wouldn't know him anything, because you're Oiseicha. Fine. So Memele, now Tosfos said, Amoyradiki Yisoid, if the Zmanei HaShayla is equivalent to the Zman HaSchiris, so it's Kilo, the Schiris was bought. So now Tosfos is going in a Tarmishna. Masnis in the Soicha. Our Mishnah says that someone rented a poor and he lent it to someone else and it died, so the shoyel pays the soicha. And now Tosfos just said, if the shayla is equivalent to the yemei haschiris, it's keilu the schiris was bottle. So Tosfos says, a masnisen da soicha havi bailem the shoyel rabbono. So imayrish leishol kol yemei haschiris, if the shayla was not the full Yemei Ashiris, Asi Shapel. The Lahacha Yemei Ashayla, Tasa Lusaycha, Saz Gopash. Afilu imishilo ko Yemei Ashiris, Afilu he lent it him ko Yemei Ashiris, Mikol Moki. Kibin Shehi, but the Maila of our Mishnah over Abzeris cases, we have a Maskir, a Soicher, and a Shoyel. And the shayla that the soicha lent to the shoyel is not in any way mafkiya his obligations to his masker. Kivin shibachayis ha-soicha, b'gneiv aveidu pshia, im hoya im asheil b'melachtoi. What would be if he would be im asheil b'melachtoi and there was a pshia? So what would happen? Does a shoyel part of a soicha chayim? Mikri Bailam, Avalochi Shaili Kuf Yoim, Asoicha Potter, Mikol Dovo. But over here, if he lent it for 100 days, there's no obligations at all. Because if you lent it to the Maskir, so it's considered that my Schiris became bottle. So I don't owe you anything. So I'm not your Soicha, the whole Schiris became bottle. Masha'en came. In the case of the Mishnah, since we have three different people, a masker, a soicher, and a shoyel, so Tosfos says that the soicher lent it to the shoyel for the same amount of time that he was a soicher does not make him oi soicher to the masker. And Tosfos proves it. He says, what would be if he was imay b'melachta with the shoyel, and there was a pshi or gneva b'aveda, so the seichel will pay the masker, and the shoyel is potter. So here we see his chiris is still kayim. So that's why if it died, so then we have the din in our Mishnah that the shoyel pays the seichel.